What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. 6 o'clock here on a Friday night as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Tyler Zuli is producing, and we run until 10 here on The Fanatic tonight, following Mike Missanelli, Tyrone Johnson, Natalie Yaganoff. Good to be back with you guys this evening on this Good Friday as we get ready for, well, you know, the weekend and what it was supposed to be, but we continue to push through. We're here. We're going to give you 4 hours, and we're going to try to have a good time as always and get you ready for your weekend. We know it's a little bit different, of course, kind of the new norm again, where we're accustomed to everything. But once again, with Easter Sunday upcoming, Good Friday today, we know things again just are a little off. When we understand it, and let's just try to have a little bit of fun tonight. As you just heard, Mike and Ty just going back and forth with all the great actors and their movie careers and their great careers and where they are in the history of filmmaking and great stuff there. And it was funny because Tyler Zuli and I, we had one that I threw it at him before the show started with Mike and Ty and how they were discussing things, and it was interesting to hear how they thought. So maybe we'll throw our one in there later on, because we really only had one person that we were thinking about, because I was listening to something and the one actor was brought up and I thought it was interesting. So we'll see if we can get to that. We'll get to some things with the NBA. We'll get to some things with the NFL, Major League Baseball, of course. Some sports things with the quarantine and being at home with your families, and something that might have come up during this time that, you know, everyone has been in the house together, spending the time together during this time. School is now closed for the rest of the school year for the state of Pennsylvania. Something that I think a lot of people predicted anyway, that would happen. And that's where it is. And we're also going to hear from Sidney Jones via John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Had a chance to speak with the Eagles' third-year cornerback. Is it third or is fourth? It's fourth-year. Fourth-year cornerback now for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he asked us some interesting things to say that kind of had Tyler and I scratching our heads as we listened to it. And we'll share that with you guys if you did not have a chance to hear it. But some news from earlier today in the NBA, where we start off tonight with the NFL draft. That is a correlation to this entire thing. But Adrian Wojnarowski and Jonathan Givony of ESPN and Draft Express, they had some information out there earlier today about 1 o'clock, early in the afternoon, as Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out, "As information gathering on draft-eligible prospects remains limited in the pandemic, many NBA teams are united in hopes of encouraging the league office to push the date back to the 25th of June, which was set for the 25th of June, draft until no sooner than August 1st. All right, so once again, looking as information is being gathered on draft-eligible prospects remains limited in a pandemic, many NBA teams are united in hopes of encouraging the league office to push the date of the June 25th draft until sooner. So no sooner than August 1st. So we say that because that's obviously important. The NBA draft is not scheduled until June 25th on that Thursday, late in the month, a week after the NBA finals would schedule to be finished if they were playing their normal schedule. The draft is a bit of a ways away. They're trying to focus on what they're going to do with the regular season and the postseason. Regular season will be ending this week if things were still going on. Postseason, of course, as we know, there's still talks about how they can try to figure things out with different examples and different places they like to go, maybe Las Vegas or Hawaii or the Bahamas, whatever it is, to try to have it in a bubble. And it was a story by Mark Stein about how basketball is being played in Taiwan, similar to this case, in a bubble, if you will, as an example of what things would look like. And we already have a phone call who wants to talk about this, but it's important that that this comes out from Wojnarowski and Jonathan Givony of ESPN and Jonathan Givony of ESPN and Draft Express, where the NFL, as we know, their draft is now 13 days away. And while we can talk about the Eagles and the wide receivers, and we'll get to the Eagles and their position groups and the issues that they have with drafting certain spots, but Eagles and the wide receivers and the corners drafting something on the edge to help out with the rush, offensive line, we can get into all of that stuff and dive into it. But with everything that's going on right now, right? Yes, it is a nice distraction to have free agency. We don't need to have a video conference, a Zoom conference, in order to have free agency get underway. That's between the player, possibly, and the team that he may be signing with. That's the agent, the player, and the team getting in a three-team conference, a three-video conference thing going on, a little chat room there, deciding on, you know, that's type of face-to-face. Maybe having, as they said, for the draft, I'm okay with this, having the interviews over the Zoom. Okay, cool. Hour, 45 minutes, maybe even longer. Multiple times that they can speak, whatever the rules are that they have. I'm okay with that. But to have the draft and continue that. And yes, we know the NFL is still king. And the American people want their sport. We keep hearing this. And so on and so forth. I'm not worried about the Zoom and things being hacked and all of that. When it comes to it, I'm just simply wondering why they cannot push the draft back. There's no need for it. It's not going anywhere. It will still be there whenever they're ready to do it. How about we allow things to kind of play out first in the country, in the world, figure out where we are going to be. That distraction of the free agent marking period and all of that, that was fine. That was okay. You don't want to hear about the numbers. We know when people are getting paid these big numbers, when people are now losing their jobs and being laid off and furloughed and things of that nature. We get all of that. You don't want to see any of this happen with the money because we know the big money is there. It is the nature of the business, but maybe right now, you know, it's a sensitive time. You don't want to see it. But with the NFL draft continuing on the 23rd through the 25th, we talk about it. We're going to talk about it. I am curious to see what happens, but I can wait for it because of everything that's going on. And we bring it up because that's in 13 days, the NFL draft. The NBA, which is not now until 2 months away with the 25th, and they're trying to push that back. And not only are they trying to push the draft back until no sooner than August the 1st, they're also trying to, the league, the general managers, the coaches, all the teams have been basically united in this particular case where they're all coming together because they are asking the NBA if they can push now free agency transactions in general back further into the summer until they have a better sense of what's going on with everything because of coronavirus and where they are right now, right? That's where they are, right? That's where they are. The NBA is trying to be proactive and saying, you know what? Yes, they are being a little selfish in the sense of, well, we don't have time to really establish what we like about player X or player B based on the time that was cut short because of the NCAA tournament and all that. Well, you've been scouting guys for a long time, so you have an understanding of what it is. But at least they're trying to be proactive and push things back, right? Where the NFL is being the NFL and being a little bit greedy with what they're doing and still trying to push things forward with the NFL draft. And I really don't like where it is. I don't need the NFL draft. We'll do our coverage here during the draft if they continue to keep it on the 23rd through the 25th, because that's most likely what's going to happen. And I'm fine with that. We'll do it because that's our job. I'll be prepared and we'll talk about it, because it's necessary to discuss, because that's going to be a thing in sports that is going on. And while we may not like it, it is still our job and we do have to talk about it. And we'll do that, right? So, okay. But I prefer what the NBA is doing in trying to push things back. And I'm not ignoring the fact that they're doing the same thing of, hey, we don't have an opportunity to take a peek at certain draft prospects. We might need a little more time, so on and so forth. But there's more to it. And being proactive with everything that's going on, we know that while the NBA may have taken a little bit too long to shut down their season, they needed the Rudy Gobert situation to happen in Oklahoma City in order for them to do it, but they did it. They were on top of it as soon as something happened, and I was reading a long story from David Aldridge in The Athletic followed by one with Sam Amick and Sham Sharania with the situation with the Utah Jazz and so on and so forth, breaking every, like, inside what happened in those final 4 or 5 minutes that night with the league and with the teams. And it was a great read with what they were talking about, but they jumped on it as needed to get in front of everything, and they've been shut down since. They've been trying to do things. They've been trying to be a creative, and we'll get to Major League Baseball and theirs with their weird overhaul that they might, that they're possibly talking about. It's just, I think the NBA is doing more of the right thing, where the NFL is kind of dropping the ball, in my opinion, with how they're handling things. Free agency, we didn't want it, but they went on with it. We got over it. We accepted it for what it was, and we talked about it. We continue to talk about what the Birds need to do. The draft will come, and we will talk about it. We will get through it, and we will continue to talk about what the Birds need to do after they might not take a cornerback whenever they should take a cornerback, or an extra wide receiver when they need to take a second wide receiver or a third wide receiver. We will do all of that, but I just like where the NBA is focused more on being, it seems, more responsible overall. And yes, they are in season. The NFL is not. The NFL believes they're king. And I heard Roger Goodell the other day say that the football fans need this. The American people need this. He sounds like, you know, he's working in the White House and saying this. No one is going to forget the NFL if they don't have the free agent period or the NFL draft. We will get back to it when it's time to get back to it. But here we are. They're going to go through with the draft. I like where the NBA shifts their focus more than the NFL. And we've been talking about so many things with these leagues and what they've been doing, the proposals that they're trying to throw out there, and different ideas to try to get things back in play and put these things back into our lives. But things are not normal. It's okay for those things to not be in our lives. I miss it. Tyler misses it. You miss it. We all get it. It will return at some point. When, we don't know, but there's no need to force it. Now we're hearing that things may be looking better. Then you hear other things where people feel sports won't even return until 2021. And we're just being optimistic. Tyler's going to talk about how he feels about when baseball finally takes, the baseball players take the field. It is what it is. But we want to know how you guys feel right now. Who's handling things the right way? The NFL or the NBA? Look, Major League Baseball, they're waiting. You haven't heard much. They have some proposals. There are things out there. There are things out there. That being said, they're not forcing anything. They're not pushing anything down your throat. They are throwing proposals out there, as they should, and we will hear those. But the NFL, it's just been, you know, you, when you see things like the NBA and the news that came out earlier in the afternoon, what they're trying to do versus what the NFL is doing, what they're trying to do, I just like the approach of the NBA more right now than I like the NFL. So we wanted to start things off with that with you guys. 610-632-0975. And we're going to have Steve start things off with us on the phone because he's interested in seeing how the NBA would play with no crowds. And that's, again, something that we'll talk about with the Mark Stein story of New York Times, where Mark Stein, once again, it has a piece where he's discussing what is going on in Taiwan with a quote-unquote so-called bubble because of the coronavirus. So we'll get to that, and we'll have some side things that we throw out there as well, both sports-related and non-sports-related, to have some fun conversation tonight with you guys. Again, the numbers, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 on this Friday night. Tyler Zuli is here producing the show. A little programming note, I'll be back tomorrow as well, tomorrow afternoon on a Saturday, run from 3 to 7 with you, so I look forward to that. But first things first, business with us tonight here on the Fanatic until 10. What do you guys think in terms of the NBA and the NFL, of how they're handling things? Which league do you feel is handling things better? Does it matter that one is in play where the other is not in play, but they are so enamored with themselves of being the best, right? The king of sports, which they still are. We know. That's why it's not going anywhere. There's no rush. Does it make a difference that one is in season, technically, and the other one is not? 610-632-0975. As much as the NFL would be losing money with the NFL draft, the NBA is losing money daily because of games missed, advertising, games missed with the postseason supposed to get underway next week. Players, when we talk about free agency and all that stuff, players and their performances in the postseason, just like we look at the NCAA and canceling the NCAA tournament, right? March Madness. A lot of players, these players in the NBA that are going to be, that have already put their names in the draft. We see a bunch of players from college basketball still declare for the NBA draft. We don't know how that's going to work with the workouts, the interviews. They did not have the combine, the Portsmouth Invitational. That was going to be first this month. They did not have the they're not going to have the combine. That is already scrapped. They don't have the workouts where they travel from team to team. So there's money being lost everywhere. But the NFL, yes, they're losing money in terms of what's going on with the draft and free agency and all the things that they're doing. The NBA is already losing way more money right now because of the advertising of television. That's why you're seeing Ernie Johnson do a hashtag NBA Together broadcast for NBA and TNT and Turner Sports. That's why ESPN is trying to push the NBA 2K20 tournament that they have with players led by Kevin Durant. That's why you're seeing the NBA try to come up with Horse, which will be, I think, Sunday now. They've greenlit it. It's going to be on Sunday. I don't want to watch it. People will watch it, though, because they're fiending for sports. But in terms of a league losing more money as of right now and how they're handling things, the little things that the NBA is doing by throwing these little crumbs at you to have these little things that they are allowed to do, being creative, I don't like that either because I don't think it's necessary. But they are in season where the NFL can, in fact, wait. They're not going anywhere. You are the king. What are you afraid of? 610-632-0975. The NBA versus the NFL. Which one, which league do you feel is handling things better, much better in the situation that we are currently in? We're here until 10. The numbers again, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing. My name is Devon Givens. Let's start things off on the phones in Holland with Steve right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve, good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just had two quick questions I want to get at you and ask you. Do you think the Sixers, being such a below-average road team, having no crowds involved, have a really good chance of, you know, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, being that? Plus, you know, they got a pretty good bench, and bench players play better on the road, no crowd. Do you think they'll do a lot better?
So and where's the setting? Is it going to be in the bubble like they were talking about, where they get the teams together in one arena, or are you talking about them still traveling?
I'm talking about just, you know, like they're bad on the road.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying, because I'll just say it like this, Steve, and you bring this up, it's interesting because I have discussed this, where my point on them playing in, let's just say this bubble thing happens, right? We're like in Taiwan, and it was thrown out there for the league to possibly have it, where all the teams would gather in one city, they would play in one arena, everyone would be tested and all of that. My point was, number one, for the Sixers, they are going to be on the road. Number two, for the Sixers, there is no crowd. When they won at home, they fed off of what that building felt like, what the center felt like, because of what the fans brought to the atmosphere in that building, the feeding off of the crowd's energy in that building. And I don't know that that would benefit the 76ers in whatever atmosphere, I mean, whatever place that they're in, because they can't win on the road and they don't have the fans behind them to back them at the center.
Well, if you look at it at home, I mean, everyone plays, that's a good team, plays good at home. They were happen to be, you know, one of the
not
best.
All of them.
Yeah, I mean,
even some good ones don't play very well at home.
You're right. But I mean, the Sixers on the road, they're just so horrible shooting the ball, and like, you know, our defense is our staple point. And I just think, I don't know, I just think they'll do a lot better. They're just, you know, they're built for the playoffs, and this might even just help us.
I think that's still a question being built for the playoffs. We don't know because they haven't gotten to the playoffs to really see what they would have produced on the floor. Steve, thanks for the call, man. I have no idea if they are built for the playoffs. We know that's what Brett Brown told us, but Brett Brown hasn't been truthful all season long outside of being at home. We haven't seen a 60-win season. At least they weren't on pace for that. That's not true. We have not seen the smash-mouth offense and bully ball defense work in their favor except for at home. So I cannot say that even when Brett Brown and Elton Brand share that with us, that they are a team built for the playoffs, that they, when they get to the playoffs, let's see what happens. Brett Brown also told us, I go in thirds, which was game one up until Christmas. It sounded great after you beat up on the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one team in the NBA. It sounded great. But when you declare that the second part of that, when you have the, you know, the second part, two-thirds of the season would be from Christmas to the All-Star break, and you still are not performing greatly out there on the floor, on the road specifically. You're playing well at home. Even when you don't play well, you still find a way to pull the games out. I cannot say that. And then one of your young stars, your franchise players, and Ben Simmons, is not healthy. So to Steve's point, we have no idea who they would have been, what they would have been, in whatever setting that they would have played these games once postseason got underway, or the NBA regular season would have kickstarted again. We don't know because we don't know the health of Ben Simmons. And as good as Joel Embiid is, can he carry the team where they need to be with the current collection of people that they have, albeit talented? We still not have seen things play out the way that we thought they would have. And you're talking about a more increased role for Shake Milton. We had someone talk about the other day, I think it was Wednesday, where Shake Milton has the potential to be, it was a great tweet back and forth with someone on Twitter. It was a nice back and forth of him being a potential superstar. He has star power. And I like Shake Milton just like the next person. I just didn't see that. And part of that is seeing what he can do in a playoff setting. Don't know. Have no idea. Why? Because we didn't see it last year. We have not seen it this year. Too many question marks to know what that team would have been in the postseason. And I stand by saying that I do not see the season resuming at all. And that includes the postseason for me. I just do not see a way in which the NBA nor the NHL find a way to get back and complete their 19-20 campaigns at all. 610-632-0975. The NBA looking to push things back for the draft and transaction calendar for them, while the NFL is going to push forward with their draft starting on the 23rd of this month in 13 days, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's Thursday through Saturday. We know about the three-day draft for them. I kind of like the approach the NBA is going with here, with how they're handling things, more so than the NFL. Where are you guys on this one? 610-632-0975. And we'll introduce the Major League Baseball's point in this as well, because they are now trying to have a different outlook with their, trying to figure something out with their league and trying to get things started for their 2020 season. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour was brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Tyler Zulli's producing. My name is Devon Givens. I'm with you until 10, right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
629-97-5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli's producing, 610-632-0975. Hope you all have had a great week. And we're closing things down, of course, here for the weekday here tonight. Until 10 o'clock, I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, 3 to 7 here on The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli will actually be on Sunday afternoon from 12 to 4. Also this weekend on Easter Sunday. So I'm sure he has some great things in store for you. But we're talking about the approach of both the NFL and the NBA right now during the coronavirus, the hiatus that the NBA is on, the pushing through everything that the NFL is going with free agency, which, you know, brought up a lot of questions for people. Should they be doing this? And now with the NFL draft upcoming, you even heard Adam Schefter went crazy, didn't he? Didn't Adam Schefter go crazy about how he felt about the NFL draft and how they should not be doing this? It should be pushed back. They should not be doing it right now. They should not. They should not. They should be waiting. Let's go to the phones. Nick in Pottstown has been hanging on. Let's go to Nick next on The Fanatic. Nick, what's up?
Hey, love your show, by the way.
Thank you, man.
I think it's an interesting question you bring up about, the NBA versus the NFL. First, I disagree with Adam Schefter. I think the NFL draft should go on because it's just a draft. At the end of the day, it's a crapshoot, right? Like, there's nothing that really needs to be done in person with an NFL draft. And if you're able to keep a semblance of normalcy and to give at least the idea that the season is going to start on time, I think that's not only good for the league, but also good for fans.
But should we, though, Nick, be spreading that false hope if we don't know? Because people can feel the way you're talking about it. I'm sure many people feel the way you do, Nick. But then there's that disappointment when things don't happen, right? And listen, the draft will go on anyway at some point. All I'm saying is, in this particular case, this month, does it have to happen? Can it be pushed back a month or maybe even 2 months? Because sure. I don't think anything is going to change. Pardon me.
Yeah. And in a point outside of kind of the sports world, but also relating to the sports world,
okay.
I think right now as a society, we're having this idea that we're going to push every event back, whether it's Coachella, whether it's every music concert that was on, whether it's the election. And that, even without a pandemic, is a public health crisis, right? Even in a bad flu season, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
We can't just simply have every large-scale event take place in 2021 or take place late this year. At a certain point, you have to kind of say, I understand what you're saying, definitely, but at a certain point, you kind of have to say, we're going to hold these events virtually, and we have no choice about that. Because I think trying to push everything back and then doing everything in person before all of this is settled is even in a year without a pandemic is already a bad public health decision. So I think kind of given the current climate, it's good to do some things virtually. But I also have one more point to make,
sure,
if you still have time for
yep.
me. I'm a millennial myself. I'm 24, and I feel like we always get a lot of heat from the older generation for being apathetic. And Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, you know, as much as it ticks me off, Ben Simmons doesn't shoot the basketball. You know, as I go online and I see that he started the whole Philly pledge thing, and I see Joel Embiid putting his money in really sophisticated and good ideas, standing up for the employees and putting his money towards antibody testing, I actually just wanted to get on the radio and say how commendable that is and how, you know, maybe people can let off on calling millennials the most apathetic people ever, because, you know, watching Ben and Joel, you know, I think a lot of people probably think they're just pissed off or jerks, but I think that they're proven otherwise, along with them.
Well, it's interesting, once again, man, that you bring this up, because, Nick, I did a show, I don't know if it was Monday or late last week, where I brought this up about, does it change how you look at, how you view Joel Embiid because of what he's done, where he put that money up when the Sixers decided to take the money away from the employees, because he helped donate the money towards the laptops and the things that the ownership group decided to do to help out Philadelphia. Nick, thanks for the call. And that was one of the questions that I threw out there myself to everyone. And we talked about it, and, you know, people felt the way they felt. And some say, listen, you mature in different ways. And even though he's 26, he still has some growing up to do. This is a good step, but he's done stuff like this. He's not selfish in this way. We know it's more the other things that we want him to be unselfish about, which is, again, take care of his body. And that will help him if he did it. for his livelihood, for his career, for his team, for his city, since he likes to call this his city. That type of stuff, right? That type of stuff. 610-632-0975. Ty, real quick, you shake your head at when I said that about Joel Embiid. Oh, for Schefter. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. What do you think about with Joel Embiid?
Oh, I think what Embiid and you know, Simmons, Embiid especially, I think, to me, stands out because we talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, the owners and things like that. Not just the Sixers owners, but the owners in the league,
yes,
needing to step up and do the right thing and take the cue of Mark Cuban.
Correct.
The players doing so when their, you know, percentage of how much money they have is obviously less than the owners. Anybody, any of these players that are stepping up and making contributions is huge. I mean, Embiid has been a massive factor, I think, in the Philadelphia area. And Ben Simmons has been great as well. I've got nothing but respect for these guys when it comes to what they're doing to help out the community.
Yeah, man. And they've done a nice job stepping up during these tough times for everyone. And we'll get to Ty. We'll get to you shortly about how you feel versus the NFL versus the NBA. And then we'll bring in the MLB as well and what they're trying to propose for their hopeful 2020 season. 610-632-0975. Tim in San Diego checking in with us. Tim, how you doing out there?
Bro, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are doing well. And thank you to iHeartRadio. I get to listen to some real sports talk radio every day, and I love it.
We appreciate you checking in with us, man. Thank you.
You know what? I'm totally opposite of what it sounds like you're going for. You know, I think we can't be shut down forever, this country. I know there's people dying everywhere, especially back there. You guys are getting hit hard, it sounds like. But when do you want to open everything up? Do you want to just keep everything closed for a year? You know, it's just not feasible to keep everything shut down and push back. We got to get back to life eventually. And I know Roger Goodell makes some boneheaded decisions the last, you know, 10 years, but I applaud him for this decision. And if these GMs say they don't have enough time to get ready for the draft, then what are they doing with themselves the last month?
Yeah, that one I'm not worried about, right? You know, they should be able to still conduct a draft via what they saw on film and what their scouts were able to gather during the college football season.
Yeah, and they've been in the house like we have for a month, you know, so they've got plenty of time. And, they, you know, there's always a few GMs that are going to complain about it. But I just think the NFL is doing the right thing by keep moving forward until otherwise. Because if you listen to some of these doctors on some of these stations, they want to keep the country shut down for 18 months. So I think it's time to get back as soon as we can, and a little normalcy would be great for us, you know.
And again, I'm not saying that it has to last forever. I even said just a month. Give it a month until we have a little more. We at least, as you just pointed out, the doctors, some of the doctors are saying, and specifically we talk about Dr. Fauci. I think a lot of people really focus on when he says things, but to the point of how things are starting to get, you know, come down a little bit, maybe not as high as the numbers are that they anticipated. And with that, right, Tim, that, okay, you know what? Now let's go ahead and do this because we are starting to see progress. And it doesn't mean gather in Las Vegas and conduct the draft that way. You still do it via Zoom and the way that they're going to do things, and look at the video, as you just pointed out, Tim, of gathering the information they need to select a prospect for their team. That way, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't do it until 12 months from now. I'm saying wait 21 more days.
I'm sure everyone you talk to has a different opinion.
Sure,
about
absolutely. That's why we have a conversation.
My last point is I think the Eagles are going to go D-line in the first round. I know everyone thinks they're going receiver. I would be really surprised if they don't go D-line or linebacker in the first round. Love your show.
You can't escape without telling us where they go D-line in the draft, though. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that DN from Iowa, I don't like him. Espanzia, I think his name is. I know they like those D-linemen. I just don't see Howie Roseman taking a wide receiver in the first round.
Wow, you don't see him taking a wide receiver. Well, listen, man, thanks again for the call. Appreciate the kind words. Stay safe out there, Tim. Wow. Going D lineman. All right. Well, first of all, Kinlaw will probably be going early, right, at D tackle.
Yeah, I don't think they'll go D
tackle. Very early.
Kinlaw and Derek Brown will both be off the board.
Right.
As will Chase Young.
Okay. And, I mean, where else are you looking at, really? Blaylock?
Well, no, I think what Tim is getting at is they're going to go edge rusher.
Yeah, but I mean,
which makes me believe that if he had the choice and any of them are there, He was talking about AJ Epenesa. I would say he's probably available.
What about the guy from Penn State? You know his name better.
Etor Gross-Matos might be available. I don't know. I don't know where these edge rushers are going to go. Like you have, I think that we have a good idea of where like the top three receivers are going to go and where some of the quarterbacks are going to go. I have no clue after Chase Young where these edge rushers are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
They could go 10. They could. None of them could be there at 21. They could all be there at 21. I don't know.
All right. So quickly, I pull up. The latest mock draft from NFL.com, April 9th. It was updated at 3:02 yesterday. Joe Burrow, of course, goes number one. Chase Young, number two to Washington. That'll be a problem for the Eagles. Isaiah Simmons, 3 to the Detroit Lions. Now we jump all the way down to the Philadelphia Eagles because all of the wide receivers are gone, and that's why they end up with Justin Jefferson. Still at number 21, the LSU wide receiver, who is a very good player. T. Higgins goes number 22, right behind to Minnesota. The Philadelphia Eagles take Justin Jefferson right there. So there you go. There you go. 610-632-0975. And then Chenault goes 24. So they bang out six wide receivers in 24 picks right there. Right there. And then they go Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State at 30, and Denzel Mims, wide receiver, to San Francisco at 31. So look at that. Eight wide receivers in the first round. There's some talent out there, folks. 610-632-0975. We'll introduce the MLB portion of this with what they're trying to do as well. I'm Devon Givens. Tyler Zuli is with us until 10 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
6:45 here on The Fanatic on this Friday night. Tyler Zuli's producing. I'm Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Thanks for joining us tonight on this Friday. Hope you've all had a very good week as we are in, what, week number four here as where we are right now. I mean, it's just what we've grown accustomed to at this point. And it's okay. We'll get through it all. As we, again, continue to fight through this together, we will all get through this whole thing together. 610-632-0975. The Major League Baseball, they're considering, as Bob Nightingale puts it, courtesy of USA Today, a radical realignment as one of their top options for 2020 season, grapefruit and cactus leagues. Huh? How are they going to do that? Here's how they'll do that. The Grapefruit League, which we all know right now. So as the Grapefruit, so basically, again, we know what it is. Spring training, you have all 30 teams return to their sites in Florida and Arizona and play their regular season games in only those two states. No fans. Zero fans. Divisions, as the story says, would be realigned based on the geography of their spring training home. So here's what it would potentially look like. The Grapefruit League North. This is why it's important to us. The New York Yankees, Toronto Blue Jays, Detroit Tigers, and Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, quickly, where do the Detroit Tigers come into play here? I mean, I understand what's going on down there. I know it's what's going on in spring training and what teams are down there, but you're so used to, no, if you're going to go to New York, you need to go Boston, you need to go the Mets and Washington. That's where you stop. And Philadelphia, maybe Pittsburgh, and then you move on. But I mean, Boston, Minnesota, Atlanta, Tampa, Baltimore, that's the South. Washington, Houston, Mets, St. Louis, Miami, that's the East. The Cactus League, Cubs, San Francisco, Arizona, Colorado, Oakland, the West, Dodgers, White Sox, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Angels, Northwest, Milwaukee, San Diego, Seattle, Texas, Kansas City. I don't like this. And I know Tyler doesn't. Quickly, Ty, I know you don't like it. You didn't like this from the beginning. What do you think, man? Why don't you like this?
I understand the logistics of the whole thing.
Yes.
Like, I get that it's a proximity thing and it keeps keeps teams from traveling too far. The health and safety thing makes total sense. And I'm fully okay with them doing that. My issue becomes, teams have already, I don't know this for a fact, but I have a feeling teams and players have already looked at this season and say, if it's being played, is it going to be a 100%, you know, full throttle type season? I don't think it was from the get-go. I think it should have been, but I don't think it was going to be from the get-go. This is an extra incentive to go, yeah, you're going to look back at the 2020 season. It didn't matter. That's how players and organizations are going to look at it. And especially teams that have win-now windows. The Phillies aren't one of those teams. But I think there are teams that have win-now windows that are going to look back and feel like they missed an opportunity because they didn't take this season seriously. This season's not going to be a relatively good one, I don't think, if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's my concern.
Do you think it happens?
I don't. No, I don't think baseball gets played at all this year.
Okay, all right. And my man AG hits us up right away and says, teams in the division, of course, within an hour's drive of each other. So, yep, AG, thanks for checking in. That AG is Anthony Gargano. What's up, man? 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Dave in Center City. Next on the Fanag. Dave, what's going on?
Yo, guy, happy Easter to my family at 97.5.
Same to you as well. Thank you.
Yeah, and that includes callers and listeners. The game, of course, was introduced by the NBA in the early 1970s on NBA on CBS. And it was a dud then. It was Pistol Pete Maravich versus Bob McAdoo. And it was stupid and ridiculous then. So anybody that peeps this one and co-signs it is a fool, because it's going to be a bigger joke now. Hey, Devon, buddy points this out to me. He says, Quick Moss has been practicing safe distancing ever since he came into the league. Just ask the players, the opponents he guards.
Well, we know he's not a great defender. Yes.
Now, oh, God. Listen, I do not care. It's about the fans. It's not about the players. If the NHL and NBA seasons resume and they end in middle September, and guess what? Training camp is the next week. I don't care. It's not about the players. It's about us. We've been starved for this for what's going to go on, Devon, before we start seeing a sporting event?
Well, listen, man, I mean, it's going to be so long, Dave, thanks for the call, that we have no idea when things are going to get back. And it is about the players as well, because especially, let's just look at the draft as we talk about this. This is something that they are supposed to remember forever. And in this particular case, they'll definitely remember it forever, because they will remember that they did not have the opportunity to go to Las Vegas and go across the stage of whatever production was going to be put on out there for the NFL draft and shake the commissioner's hand. They're not going to have the opportunity to just soak in everything that happened, to enjoy this with their families as they celebrate on that night. Yes, they can go later on and have a party with their family and their friends and celebrate the fact that they were selected by a pro team, but we know what it is. It's different. It's a different thing. And this will not be, and yes, it will be the same way in May, June, July, whenever the draft will take place. But I just thought that they can wait a little bit longer to get this one done. There's no need to rush it, as we know with where we are right now, with what life is like for us here in our country, in in our world that they can maybe wait another month and push things back just a little bit. 610-632-0975. Scott in Charlotte. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Devon. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So it's pretty funny. It seems like Adam Silver, by all accounts, seems to be the people's commissioner, right?
Yes, yes.
Constantly innovating, catering to player and fan demand. And then you have Roger Goodell, who seems to be on the other end of the spectrum. The bad guy. Disciplining player. Rightfully and wrongfully. That said, I understand where Goodell is coming from. I'm going to throw a couple stats at you, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Last year in 2019, coverage of all 3 days of the NFL draft on all the major TV networks averaged 6.1 million viewers. That was up about 11% from 2018, which was the previous high. Last year for the NBA draft, the draft totaled about half of those viewers.
Yeah.
So as a fan, I'd personally love to see the NFL draft happen. But as you know, the popular choice isn't always the right one. And I personally just don't think it's right, because all those guys who don't have good film because they were in a bad scheme, maybe they were wide receiver, they played with a bad quarterback, they were injured, all these great athletes who essentially get on NFL rosters because of their just out-of-this-world athleticism, they don't really get that opportunity having the draft so close to this virus and not being able to have these pro days and all these scouts going out. So.
Yeah, and that goes the same, well, really, for a lot of the smaller school players who really, you know, bank on having those, of course, having the workouts with the teams individually, competing at the combine and so on and so forth, and what they are able to do, get in front of these teams, these organizations and general managers and coaches, and talk to them face to face, is where these teams look at them and say, you know what, I like this guy, we might take a chance on this guy. And this still may happen, and that's why we spoke earlier, Scott, to someone when we were talking about this, where they have enough film, they have the notes and all that the scouts have taken all season long in scouting these players. So how much of an excuse is there for them? So it is a tough thing, man. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, to be honest with you.
I agree with that. And you know that these workouts essentially validate what is on film. So in that aspect, you want to feel good about it.
Yes.
So if there is a silver lining, I guess you could go with that. The workouts essentially validate what you see on film. If a guy's fast on film, you want to see he runs a fast 40. If he can jump high over guys and grab these jump balls, you want to see him do that in the workouts too. So there is that, and I can vouch for that as well.
Well, listen, Scott, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you jumping in on this Friday night. Hope you have a good weekend. This is going to go a lot of different ways, where how people feel about what the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NHL are doing when it comes to their respective leagues and seasons, and even off seasons in the case of the NFL. 610-632-0975. We'll continue this on the other side, get into a few more things on the other side as well. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.